This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's time for Wisdom Wednesday. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia. That handsome young man is Kyle Yates. And today it's Wisdom Wednesday, so we're going to drop some knowledge for all you boys and girls to pick up and use. And far too often, Yates, we talk about the best practices, the things to do, but we don't talk enough about the things not to do, the things that people make mistakes with, the paths that they walk down that are not going to bear fruit. And I think it's equally important that we kind of focus on those, because far too often we end up focusing on let's do this. This is the way we prep. This is the way we draft, all this stuff. But there's a lot of pitfalls out there. And I think it's very important to start looking at the other side of the coin and what people do or tendencies they might have or traps they might fall into that we can help them avoid.
Absolutely. And I mean, this comes from our years of playing fantasy football, right? You a lot longer than I have, but I think
a lot longer,
a lot longer,
much longer, son.
But you know, we're able to look at that stuff, the things that we've seen other people do in our leagues, and then also from our own experiences and being able to say, like, man, if we can just pass this along to other people that they don't have to make the same mistakes that we did, I think that's invaluable advice. So really being able to sit down and do this now here in June. And that's going to be applicable all the way through draft season. So you get the early head start here if you are listening to this in June, or if you want to pick this up in late August, right before your draft is starting, it's still going to be very, very valuable advice. So really looking forward to this one.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Yates, this is also something that I think there's also trends, and there's that group mentality we always talk about too, where people talk about something, not just a player, but a strategy or a certain way of doing things, and it gets picked up and then everybody's doing it, and it just becomes kind of messy. So there's a lot to get to here, and we've got a whole series of these Wisdom Wednesdays, so make sure that you subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel, and that way you can watch them all or you can listen to us anywhere. Obviously, you get your podcast, but we got a whole series of these Wisdom Wednesdays we're trying to drop on people, kind of help you through this summer, get ready for your fantasy football season. And again, that's Fantasy Pros on YouTube. So I'm going to start with actually just that, which is the zero theory. Zero RB. That was cool, right? Remember, now it's zero wide receiver. Zero this, zero that. Zero anything is a cop-out, okay? It's not a strategy. And I just want to kind of drive this home to people, because I feel like this theory went out there a couple years ago, and it was more about the time and place of the theory, where the running backs as a pool were just kind of changing over. There were a lot of aging running backs, and the younger group hadn't really come through yet and really popped. And that's why people were afraid of that. And then what happened? Oh, that next year, all these amazing running backs were the ones that won people leagues. So what you have to understand is football is cyclical. There's going to be times where the player pool is more beneficial and less beneficial at certain positions. But to fall into the trap of the zero anything, that's not a strategy. That's a cop-out. You want to make sure you have quality as much as you possibly can on your roster. And it's something that I tend to try to avoid and try to steal people away from, because I don't think it's going to be helpful to them, because you don't want to go in with a preconceived notion that, hey, I'm going to do this in this draft. You want to be prepared. You want to be flexible and then let the draft come to you. Yates, what's an important thing for you that you want to throw out there? A big do not do, or a problem that people have that they keep making this mistake in fantasy football?
Oh, for sure. And I think that as soon as I say this, everyone is going to have like immediately a person that's in their league come to mind. And that is, don't reach for players that are on your favorite team. Like, I know that it's so much fun to show up in your, you know, Dallas Cowboys jersey, and you got the hat and you got the sunglasses on, and you're showing up to your draft, right? If it's an in-person draft and you're just feeling good, you're going to take Amari Cooper in the first round or Ezekiel Elliott, right? And you're just going to reach for these players. Now, fantasy football at its core should be fun. So if grabbing some Dallas Cowboys players for you, if you are a Dallas Cowboys fan, if that's going to make fantasy football fun for you, then absolutely please do that. But the issue that I see so much is that these players, you know exactly who it is, that they're going to reach for this player two rounds before, and they're going to go get their Philadelphia Eagles player. They're going to go get their, you know, Chicago Bears player two rounds before they should be going, and that you're sacrificing value. You're hurting your team just because you're going out and getting someone that you really, really want on your roster. So if you walk out of your fantasy football draft and you don't have any of those players on your roster, don't panic. You can go trade. You can go trade for these players afterwards. Don't sacrifice the value and reach for players just because they're on your favorite team.
And Yates, that can be exacerbated sometimes when you play in leagues that, you know, are very central to a town, right? Well, you know, right, you're completely in there in the New York area, or, you know, the Chicago area, maybe not so much the Chicago area last couple of years in terms of fantasy, but you know where I'm getting at, right?
Right,
so
exactly.
I think this is that problem where you're fighting against the love of the game and the love of the team and the love of the players against sensible drafting and sensible acquisition of players. And it's tough. And I'm with you, Matt. It's fun to have players that you love, but make sure you're getting them at the right cost. That's what I want to just drive home to people. All right, the other thing, a big mistake, and the third mistake that I think people make quite a bit of, which is trying to fill positions on your roster instead of creating core roster strength. Now, I know I go into the more detail in this in the Fantasy Black Book series, but this is something I think that people tend to miss out on. They look at their roster and go, oh, I don't have XYZ left in my roster filled out. Don't worry about that. Worry about getting talent. Because if you leave the draft with a great wide receiving core or a great running back core or a super flex league where you've got Patrick Mahomes and somehow you got another big time quarterback along with them, right? That's roster strength. That's good. That's going to serve you well. Where people go wrong is they start taking players that don't necessarily move the needle in terms of weekly productivity over other guys that are similar in terms of their position. So why would you then reach for that player? Don't worry, you'll fill that roster spot anyway. And if you're looking at a tight end, let's say, that's already in a negative in terms of fantasy league average, don't reach for one over another one, because it's not going to move the needle. It's not going to help your team. Keep building roster strength. Keep tipping the best players on the board. And then as the draft goes on, you'll find creative ways to fill those other roster spots. That's something that I'm trying so hard to kind of change the mentality with people. Yates, take me through the fourth thing on your list. And if you have a follow-up, go ahead.
I actually want to go back and ask you a question on that. So do you, with that, like filling positions, do you mean like filling out your starting roster? You know, so if someone goes down and they fill out their running back spots, they fill out the wide receiver, or they drafted a quarterback early and then they go, well, I've got to fill out my tight end before I start filling out the bench spots, right? Is that what you're seeing there and saying there?
Sometimes, or? Yes. And I think this is why relative position value is a very useful tool, because it shows you where the fantasy league average is, let's say, of RB1, of RB2. And it shows you the players that are above that in the positive and the negative that are below that. And when you look at that, you realize, oh, this player is, you know, 10% worse than the fantasy league average. So I could take him, or I can take a wide receiver here that's 5% better than the average wide receiver too. And you go, well, that's the player that moves the needle. And then you can figure things out later on. Don't forget about the waiver wire later on. And I'm saying is, right, why would you reach for a tight end when you can have a fourth wide receiver that could be very, very productive? And then what happens? Inevitably injury. You know you're going to have bye weeks. All these different things pop up. Don't chase negative productivity or guys that are just okay. find the best talent you can, and then later on things will work out. And it also gives you, as the season goes on, Yates, it gives you leverage in trades, which I think is very important when you have those extra guys that are talented, that all of a sudden, if you need to make a move, you can, because you have that on your roster.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thanks for clarifying that. So my fourth one here, or my second one, the fourth one here is, listen, we're going to have in-person drafts again, right? Like, things are opening back up. It's going to be incredible. I can't wait for the one this year where I get to show up and see everyone who, you know, I haven't seen for quite a while here. We're going to all get together. And guess what? In the majority of these, there's going to be some alcohol there, right? And this is something that we say every single year is, like, know your limit and do not get drunk at your fantasy football draft. It sounds so basic, sounds so intuitive, but the amount of people that you see that tag us in tweets and are like, well, I got a little tipsy at my draft. And you look at their roster and you're just like, man, yeah, you did. Cause this is a terrible roster. Make sure that you know your limit and that you don't go past that, because you need to be as sensible and, you know, aware of your surroundings to be able to draft the best fantasy football roster. So it sounds super basic, but I wanted to make sure that we mentioned it. Do not get drunk at your fantasy football draft.
Don't drink and draft, kids.
There we go.
But you know what? You're not wrong. And I think what's going to happen is, you're right, that celebratory, oh my goodness, we're all together again and can do this. You want to celebrate it. You want to have fun. Party after the draft. You know, like,
right.
I always think there's a window. It's kind of like me with billiards. After like two drinks, you know, kind of three, I'm really good at billiards. And then after four or five, I am not so good at pool. All of a sudden, I am not nearly as good as I was. There's a window there where it's okay. You're nice and loose. You're not overthinking. And you want to have fun. You want to commune with your people, with your friends, with your colleagues, with all. I mean, that's what fantasy football is about, right? It's this community. It's this joy. And yeah, we all obsess about it constantly, but that's okay, because, you know, it's fun and we need a lot of fun in our lives. But you're right, man. Sometimes you could go a little too much and then you're looking at your roster the next day going, oh my God, what happened? Right. Not a good look. So just have fun, but be in control. And then after the draft, you could sit around and hang out and do all kinds of fun stuff. And that's the way to go. Yates is 100% correct. I'm going to close us out for the fifth thing with this, which is, don't be afraid to think differently. You know, one of the great things here at Fantasy Pros, especially, is we've got difference of opinion here. You know, Tags, Yates, myself, Dan, all of our contributors here on the podcast and on the site, there's lots of great opinions. I encourage you to take the method of our opinions and put it into practice for yourself. Go out there and apply the strategies and the concepts that we give you and do your own work. We're trying to teach you how to fish, right? We don't want to catch all the fish for you. Yeah, we're going to catch a lot of them too, and that's why you subscribe and you love us and you listen and you watch. But at the same time, don't be afraid to break away a little bit. If you've done the homework, trust the homework. If you think this player is being undervalued on ECR or ADP, then go ahead and be aggressive. And I think that's where the pride comes in. So don't rely on all the work to be done for you. Formulate your own opinions, because Yates, I feel like that's also something that kind of gets swept up. It's why we saw Clyde Edwards-Helaire get swept up into the first round and people just kind of went with it, where the people that said, hey, let's pump the brakes, and more people like you and I were like, hey, I think it's getting a little pricey now. Maybe it's time to back off. That's the kind of stuff you need. Don't be the sheep. Be the shepherd, right?
Right. And I think that that is something that needs to be celebrated, is being able to think differently, right? Mm-hmm. And having a method to it, right? I think that's the main thing, is not just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing if it sticks. You know, being able to say, okay, I've listened to Joe, I've listened to Yates, I've listened to Tags. So they've got all these different opinions. This is kind of where I land now, in the middle. And this is the reason why we do so much work behind the scenes, is to present you this stuff. But we don't want you to just completely like listen to us and then take everything that we say as gospel, right? Like, we want to present our thoughts, our processes, everything that goes into our opinions. And then we want you to take it and make the decisions for yourself. So being able to say that and know what other people have said, and then take your own methods and your own opinions, bring them to the table as well and make your own decisions. So yeah, do not be afraid to think differently than the herd. Absolutely, absolutely agree with this one, Joe.
And if you have a bad feeling too, where you see a lot of people kind of trending in one way, you have to recognize one thing too, you know, just kind of like that, going back to the zero theory stuff. If everybody starts doing it or thinking this way about a player or thinking this way about a strategy, what happens? That opens up the floor for other better philosophies and pivots off of that. And I know if there's one guy that loves a good pivot reference, It's my friend Yates, that's for sure. And that's the whole truth, right? You want to be able to pivot, to be flexible. When everyone else is zigging, you want to zag. That's how you build that core roster strength. That's how you build winning fantasy teams and championships. So that's what we're trying to do for you here, Fantasy Pros. And again, we appreciate you listening and watching all of our content and reading all of our content on the site too. Again, this is our passion. And we know that the people who listen and watch these shows are equally passionate as us. And this is a fun conversation to have with you all today. We hope you enjoyed it. And we hope you enjoy all of the Wisdom Wednesday series that we're going to break down these fun topics for you. So that'll do it for Yates and myself. So Yates, now that he did all his homework, and now I'm going to take Son outside and we're going to go throw the ball around. Me and him, just Son and Dad, go out there and hang out a little bit and toss the old pigskin around in the backyard. But we'll be back again soon. So for Yates, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.